he needs to do is see your dance and you're at your ripple limit.
What? Unlock the door. He's ready to do it. That one, the next one.
Excuse me. David Norris is here to see you, Elise.
Blocking the wall.
Hat.
Is she here?
Yeah, she's in the screen.
Celebrate now. I'm just gonna kick it upstairs.
Stunts.
He has no idea what he's up against.
'70s when he was born. They met together. The '80s.
It wasn't until 2005 that the plan changed and that she was supposed to stay with Adrian. The problem here is there are remnants from all those old plans that keep pushing them together. They still feel like they belong with each other, even though they don't, and we're about to tear them apart again.
Whole career, hoping someday you'll get a red letter kiss, something you can really make a name for yourself. Finally, you get one. It's booby trapped. I'm saying it wasn't your fault. They were meant to be together.
What?
Were in an earlier version of the plan. Actually, a dozen earlier versions. I was wondering how we had such bad luck that she was on that particular bus on that particular day.
How could a plan just change like that?
It's above my pay grade.
So we're going operational. This is exciting. It's been a while.
We're not going operational. No one ever made it to my job by taking these stupid risks.
So what are we?
We're going to kick this case upstairs to someone with the latitude to clean up this mess without breaking into a sweat. We're going to bring this to Thompson.
Thompson. But when he was in the field, his nickname was
the Hammer. He'll crush this little romance with a flick of his hand and force them back on plan again.
Oh, why ruin a really nice day?
Come on.
No, I don't dance.
Oh, come on. Everyone can dance. You just feel the music.
Well, I've been told that I have trouble feeling.
Who told you that?
A long list of women.
Oh, that's gross. Okay, you know what? Let's race to that lamppost. You win, I dance for you. I win, you dance for me.
On the pole?
If you like, yeah.
All right, this is serious. All right, what are the rules?
There are no rules. Oh, you bastard! Oh, my gosh! Oh, my gosh.
You challenged me in those shoes?
Okay, fine. You know what? I can't. You're right. These are the wrong shoes. I'm going to twist an ankle.
Well, you said no rules.
That was a dumb idea.
I wasn't dumb idea. Oh!
You said you had trouble feeling.
Oh. Great.
3 blocks over that way, Pioneer Street. Oh. My whole childhood.
What were you like as a kid?
Oh, I've spent about half my time in the principal's office up until the 6th grade.
Wow.
Yeah, that was when my mother and my brother died within a month of each other. So.
I'm sorry.
No, I always tell that story about how I got inspired to go into politics because my dad took me to the Senate gallery and we sat together, and that's true. But what I leave out is he did that right after they died. And I was bottoming out. So he wanted to get me out of here. And he planned this road trip to D.C. And I think it was because JFK was his idol. And we went and sat in the gallery. And I remember watching him watch them. And I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
I wish they were here to see all this.
Didn't expect to tell you any of that.
David? Hello? Hey. What are you doing? Why are you calling? No, I was sleeping. No. No, it's not. Okay, well, I gotta go. No, I gotta go. Okay. I'm so sorry.
All right, everything okay?
Yeah. Oh my God, that was so good. And then the phone rang. And it was my ex, which is so strange.
So I guess we hadn't gotten any of that stuff.
Right. You know, we broke up a while ago, and it's over. And then he calls 4 times in a row.
He called you 4 times this morning?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been broken up?
3 months. It's like he knew I was with someone else.
Was it serious?
We were engaged.
So not really that serious?
Right.
Well, what happened?
Do you want to know this?
Yeah.
He was a great guy, brilliant colleague. We had the same group of friends. We'd known each other a long time. Of you. And it's somehow feels romantic. I'll never allow myself to be that way. But once I felt, even for a moment, that I felt with you, you ruined me. I didn't want to settle for less. It scares the shit out of me.
This is the first time in 25 years that I don't feel like I'm by myself.
It's not responsible for me.
is so populated by, I don't want to say hideous abnormalities.
It's getting a little weird.
David Norris, everybody.
Excuse me, ma'am. Congressman Norris asked me to give you a message. He was just called into a meeting, he says, is urgent.
But oh, okay.
He said to say he'll call you as soon as he's out. I'll see you
later.
Okay,
thank you.
This way, Congressman.
Frustrating, isn't it? My name is Thompson.
Whatever happened to free will?
We actually tried free will before. After taking you from hunting and gathering to the height of the Roman Empire, we stepped back. See how you do on your own. Gave us the Dark Ages for 5 centuries. Until finally we decided we should come back in. The chairman thought that maybe we just needed to do a better job with teaching you how to ride a bike before taking the training wheels off again. So we gave you the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, the Scientific Revolution. For 600 years, we taught you to control your impulses with reason. Then in 1910, we stepped back. Within 50 years, you'd brought us World War I, the Depression, Fascism, Holocaust, and capped it off by bringing the entire planet to the brink of destruction in the Cuban Missile Crisis. At that point, a decision was taken to step back in again before you did something that even we couldn't fix. You don't have free will, you have the appearance of free will.
You expect me to believe that? I make decisions every day.
You have free will over which toothpaste you use, or which beverage to order lunch. Humanity isn't mature enough to control the important.
So you handle the important things. The last time I checked, the world's a pretty screwed up place.
It's still here. If we'd left things in your hands, it wouldn't be.
Tell me why I can't be with Elise. Because the last guy didn't know.
Meeting Elise at the Waldorf 3 years ago wasn't chance. That was us. We knew she'd inspire you to give that speech. That speech that brought you back from the edge of oblivion and overnight made you the front runner in this coming election.
Are you saying you want me to win the election?
This one? And 4 more after. And I'm not just talking about elections for Senate. You can matter, Dave. Really matter. What your father wanted when he took you to the Senate gallery when you were 10. What your brother wanted when he made you promise the day before he overdosed. Wouldn't be like him. Why do you think you have that yearning to be in front of people? That terrible emptiness when you're not.
Don't do that.
David, you can change the world. That doesn't happen. You stay put.
Why do you people care who I love?
It's not about her. It's about you. What being with her does to you.
What it does to me? I'm better when I'm with her. Even you said it, the speech.
In small doses, Elise was the cure. But in large doses, she rubs off on you. Stop. David, the president can't be a loose cannon.
Stop talking, it's not.
Why do you refuse to accept what should become the obvious for you? You've seen what we can do. You can't doubt we are who to save you.
It's not about who you are, it's about who I am.
Can't outrun your fate, David.
I just disagree with you about what my fate is.
I know what I feel for her, and it's not going to change. All I have are the choices that I make. And I choose her.
Six 20. If If you leave now, you can make Alyssa shiver.